Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all-consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us in this. For the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain. Say rain on us.
Rain on us.
Somebody needs him to breathe.
Oh,
shower down. Shower down. Send your spirit, Lord. Oh,
breathe
new life, Jesus.
Send a
Lift that hand in.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Praise the name of Jesus. Welcome, welcome to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries for our Sunday fellowship services here on teleconference where we're lifting up the name of Jesus. Ah, God is only one place and one spirit. Glory be to God everywhere at the same time. And we can worship God in spirit and truth no matter where we are. So we are happy that our heart is with him on today. So we want to welcome each and every one of you here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. This is a place where we just do it every day. This is what we do, praising the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Sunday is no different from us for us than Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Hallelujah, because we lift up Jesus every day. So thank you for listening in, and please enjoy the fellowship service on today to the extent that you keep on coming back. The first time we call you a visitor, but then when you come back that second time, we consider you family and we consider you friend. Amen. So all of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdom leadership. You can go there, and I'm telling you, you will be blessed with a library of good teaching and preaching messages and exhortations where we come to just say Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen and amen. So get comfortable. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray you have your Bibles with you, or you have some way of taking notes. Amen. As the Holy Spirit will speak to us through his word on today. So we want to begin, continue. We've already begun, but we want to continue this morning with our opening prayer. And that is coming from our Deaconess Cooper in Delaware. Deaconess Cooper, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, you can just come up, maybe one notch, maybe like one notch up.
Okay, can you hear me clearly now?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, thank you, and the floor is yours.
It's not muffled, is it? It's not muffled.
No, it's not muffled.
You can hear me, no echo. Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, Pastor. God be the glory. Give God all the honor and all the praise and all the glory. We just thank God for this afternoon. We just thank and praise him for everything. Hello, everyone out there in radio land. God bless you and your families. God keep you and God be with you all. Father, we ask you to bless this service on this afternoon in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Father, we give you all the glory and all the praise. Father, we just thank you for this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, in Jesus' most holy, precious name. We thank you, Jesus. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for the Son of God. We just thank in the Holy Spirit who touched, lead, God, and direct us. We just thank God for this holy month. We just thank and praise him for one more day. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your light that shines so bright within us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank and praise you for your promises. We thank and praise you for your healing power. We thank and praise you for your grace and your mercy. Praise you, Father, for your deliverance on this day. Father, we just thank you for changing all of our situations. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your favor over our children's life, over our parents' life, over our neighbors' life, over our friends' life. Father God, we just thank and praise you, because if it wasn't for you, Father, where would we be? In the name of Jesus. We just thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the saints of God that dwell together in harmony. We just thank you, Jesus, for everything on this afternoon. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for protecting us, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, look upon the ones that are sick and shut in right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the ones that's in the hospital. with COVID-19 and any other kind of diseases, Father, we ask you to rebuke and bind up and tie up and cast sickness out right now in Jesus' most holy precious name. We just thank and praise you, Father, for watching over husbands and wives and marriages, Father God, bringing newness to it in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, Father, we just thank you for looking over us all night long, Father, and bringing us into this day in this bright, nice sunshine that you have given unto us, Father. And we thank you, Father. Father, we ask you to protect us from all harm, hurt, and dangers, from diseases, depression, violence. Father God, we ask you for traveling mercies on this afternoon, Father God, and we ask you for your mercy, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we honor you. We praise you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. And we thank God for Jesus Christ on this afternoon. May God be with you. May God keep you. And may God bless you and your family. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you all. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. And God, please, Father, forgive us for all of our sins and all of our iniquities. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless the children all over the world, Father. Protect them from all harm, hurt, and danger. Whomever don't know you and the partners of their sin, Father, touch their hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for salvation and obedience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Pastor. In Jesus' name we pray, and we ask all these things in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Boy, it's nothing like sincere prayer. Amen, hallelujah. Talking to the Lord in spirit and in truth. Thank you so much, Deaconess Cooper. Amen, we appreciate you. Amen, have an awesome, awesome, awesome day. Amen, in Jesus' name. Amen, we bless the Lord. All right, all right. Okay, saints, amen. I want everybody to turn in their Bibles to 1 Corinthians. Amen. Chapter number 2, 1 Corinthians, chapter number 2. Amen. I'm going to read 5 verses in your hearing. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse number 1 reads like this. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Our lesson, our message this morning is going to come out of verse number 4. And it says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, subject is going to be demonstrating God's power. Demonstrating God's power. Amen. So we're going to have another selection. Amen. And then we're going to come forth with, amen, with thus saith the Lord to our hearts on this day.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it to me.
Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army.
Yeah.
Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, and O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen, amen, and amen. 1 Corinthians, amen, chapter number 2, verse number 4, and verse number 5. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen. And we thank God for the blessed word of God, for the blessed people of God. Beloved, in this particular portion of scripture here, when Paul first came to the city of Corinth, beloved, it was in the wake of his experience in the great Greek city of Athens. And during his stay in Athens, beloved, he had marvelously presented the gospel message. Yet his teaching did not produce outstanding results. As Paul left Athens and he began traveling towards Corinth, the Bible tells us that there was a city rift with demonic activity and wholly given over to idolatry and extreme sexual perversion. They was wrapped up in a lot of sexual immorality and a lot of witchcraft, voodoo, black magic, white magic, beloved. But he must have pondered his performance in Athens. He probably thought about what he had done right, and he was probably thinking about what he had done wrong and why his results were not as outstanding as they had been in the other cities and the other places he had gone. But for some reason, this particular visit, it was not all that notable, nothing really to talk about. And I'm sure Paul wondered what was going on. Why was he appeared to be less effective in this particular mission, beloved? Amen. But beloved, however, when you study Paul's mission, his ministry in the cities where he had his most dramatic results, you find that he did something in those places that he did not do in this particular trip to Athens. See, in Athens, beloved, he labored to preach a brilliant message. And intellectual message, which is what he did. He didn't have any problem doing that. You know, a cultural, relevant message as he approached the Greek judges, see, on Mars Hill. You know, a people of power, you know what I mean? Very distinguished people, you know what I mean? High in ranks, you know, high in government, you know, running the town, running the country. See, and so we know that he put on his A game, and he polished his message like he always did. Amen. This is who Paul was, beloved. But when we look at in these scriptures here, beloved, and you look at how he ministered in all the other cities that Paul went to, you find that in addition to preaching brilliant messages, because every message that Paul preached was actually brilliant, see? But he also, in the other cities, in addition to preaching brilliant messages, he also demonstrated the miraculous power of God. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us when we preach the kingdom, and then the power, amen, will make itself known. So, beloved, that demonstration of God's power was very important, see, in pagan communities where the occult was persuasive and supernatural manifestations were commonplace. I mean, Paul was in a place where witchcraft was like every day. They just didn't do it now and then. They was, you know, serving and worshiping idols. You know, they was working magic. And so this was, it was heavy here, glory be to God, on this particular trip. And so, and when we read in the book of Acts, we see several occasions and several encounters that Paul had. Just to, amen, just to run you through it just real quickly this morning, beloved. And Acts, amen, when you read in the book of Acts, the 13th chapter, okay, starting at verse 6, Acts chapter 13, verse 6, you'll find a story there where Paul had a face-to-face confrontation with one of the local sorcerers, the voodoo doctor. See, he just wasn't, you know, one of the ones in the group. We're talking about the chief hacho voodoo doctor. We'll find out that Paul had a face-to-face encounter with this person. See, and some people don't believe in voodoo and witchcraft. Well, then you're calling God a liar. Amen. Because the Bible plainly in the Old Testament and the New Testament, not only does it teach us about voodoo and witchcraft, it tells us to beware of witchcraft. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. So here we'll find out when you read in these particular verses that Paul, amen, had an encounter, amen, with the local witchcraft guy. Amen. But beloved, the power that Paul demonstrated as he rebuked this sorcerer was so dramatic that the Bible tells us that the city authorities were stunned. Paul wasn't running. He wasn't ducking. He wasn't dodging. He wasn't afraid what he was going to eat, what he was going to drink, what salt he was going to step in. Glory be to God. He wasn't afraid of any of this. Amen. He rebuked that spirit. He rebuked that darkness. He rebuked it, beloved. And to the point, let me tell you how powerful Paul was by rebuking that demon spirit. Because when you look in verse 12, okay, in that same chapter, Acts chapter 13, verse 12, beloved, when we look at verse 12, it reads like this. It says, then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed. You see that? The Paul's power was so strong against that witchcraft power. The power of light, amen, was stronger than the power of darkness to the point where people were being converted. It says the deputy believed. He said, look at here what we got here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He believed. Glory be to God. It was just like when remember in the Old Testament when Moses, Pharaoh would come and he would do his magic and then Moses would come and throw down his rod and the snake. Moses' rod, which turned into a snake, devoured Pharaoh's. Why? Because, beloved, we carry the greater power. I was teaching my grandchildren this morning over breakfast, glory be to God, that I always take the opportunity to pour into their life and give them some Bible study time, amen, in our general conversations, amen. I said, always remember that you have the greater power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If God, it has all the power, and if God lives in you, then who has the power over the devil? Amen. Glory be to God. It wasn't hard for them to figure that out. Amen. Glory be to God. So, beloved, we see here in this particular scripture that the matter of fact, when you read the whole thing, I'm not going to read it. I want you to read it. Amen. Acts chapter 13, verses 6 through 12. When Paul had a face-to-face confrontation with this sorcerer, the Bible called him an imposter, glory, because he was pretending to be saved, but he wasn't. See, he was pretending to walk with God, but he didn't. See, he was pretending to walk in the spirit, but he was walking in witchcraft. Glory be to God. And what happened is he became blind. When the power of the Holy Ghost through Paul, amen, confronted this man, he couldn't see. I mean, literally blind. They had to take him by the hand and walk him around town. Homeboy couldn't see. Amen. Glory be to God. Uh-huh. So since you dibbling, dabbling in darkness, guess what? That darkness fell on him. Hallelujah. And he couldn't see. Oh, glory be to God. So, beloved, we see the demonstration of God's power. Glory be to God that threw open the door for the gospel in that region. Word went out. Word went out. You know word went out. Amen. Glory be to God. Did you hear? Let me tell you what I hear. Yeah, see? So here, God was being magnified. His power, amen, was being, amen, glorified. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because God is greater than the devil, beloved, because the devil was a created being. If the devil was a created being, his power, amen, is subservient unto the power of God. All power belongs to God. Oh, glory be to God. Not only that, beloved, if you want to tap into the Holy Ghost power of God, let me direct you over to the book of Acts. If you want to get some real Holy Ghost power, some earth-shaking power, glory be to God, some chasing demon power, some binding demon power, some speaking to the element power, then I'm going to send you over to the book of Acts. That's where you need to park it. Hallelujah. Let God teach you there. Look at another scripture, beloved. Write this down. In that same book of Acts, chapter number 14, verse number 8 through 18. I'm not going to read it, amen, but I just want to give you that for your reference notes. Acts, chapter number 14. Verses 8 through 18, beloved. This is another demonstration of the supernatural power. God's supernatural power. Glory be to God. So here, beloved, amen, seeing a crippled man who had never walked in his life. Now, it's one thing to walk and you didn't, you lose your legs. You was in a car accident. You was in an accident. You used to walk. You can't walk no more. This wasn't the situation. Paul had an encounter with a man who had never walked from the time he exited his mother's womb. Glory be to God. And the Bible tells us in verse number 10, beloved, verse 10 in Acts 14, stand upright on your feet. And the Bible says when Paul instructed the man to stand up on his feet, the Bible says he leaped and he walked. Not only did he walk, but look, he leaped and he walked. I said, you got to leap for joy. Hey, my God, Jesus. It's a difference in jumping and leaping. See, when you jump, you go straight up and you come straight down on the same spot. If I say everybody jump up, you jump up, amen. But you land on the same spot. But when you leap, see, you don't come down on the same spot. When you leap, you come down, amen, in a forward position. Ha! Yeah, you come down a couple inches from where you started because you took a leap. Hey, my God, Jesus. He said leap. And he leaped and he walked. Beloved, let me tell you something. This event has such great impact that when we continue to read in that chapter, we get to verse number 11. It says, and when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of the Lyconia, this is what they said in their own speech. They said, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. They recognized that this was not no ordinary power. This was not the type of power they was accustomed to. This was something on a brand new level. Glory be to God. This was dunamis. This was miraculous. Glory be to God. This was the hand of God. This was the power of God. Glory be to God. And beloved, and because of this demonstration of power, the people got saved. As a consequence of this wonderful miracle, people turned their attention to the gospel message with outstanding results. They said, this is not what we used to. We used to people coming here, standing behind the pulpit, giving us a message. Matter of fact, we messaged out. We can get a message. We can go on Facebook and get a message all day long, every day. We can turn on, glory be to God, the gospel stations and get a message. Everybody preaching. Daddy preaching, mommy preaching, the kids preaching, the neighbor preaching. They're trying to teach the dog how to preach. Glory be to God. And we thank God for the word. But the world is saying, where is the power? The word, where's the power behind the word? Oh, my God. And when the demonstration of the power comes, then now you have the people's attention. It's hard to get somebody's attention with just another sermon. They say, I heard that sermon before. It ain't nothing new to that sermon. You've been talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego for the last 30 years. You've been talking about Daniel in the lion's den for the last 20 years. You've been talking about Moses crossing over the Red Sea for the last 100 years. Then they said, but where is the power? Oh, Paul came with the demonstration of the power. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. And while you're in Acts, go on over to the 16th chapter. When you're in the book of Acts, and look at verse number 16. Acts chapter 16, verse 16, beloved. When we read these two verses, it tells us that Paul had another encounter. Oh, Paul was attracting the demons now. He was attracting the witchcraft workers, glory be to God, because they was coming to stop him. But baby, you can't stop what God has ordained. You can't curse what God has blessed. You can't shut down what God has put up. Glory be to God. It tells us, beloved, that Paul encountered a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination. In other words, she could read you and she could read you right. Oh, she could read you and she could read you right. If you wasn't careful, you would think she was a prophet who had come from God. See? Matter of fact, somebody asked me that because they was going, amen, and getting their palms red and getting this done and that done. Well, they telling me the future the same way the bishop telling me the future. Yeah, but where's the source? See, you got to look for where they're getting this source from. We'll teach about that and more in another time. Glory be to God. But this girl here was highly gifted. Oh, this girl here, if she told you something, you can put your money on it. If this girl here gave you some numbers, baby, you was going to hit the lottery that week. This girl here had it straight. Glory be to God. And so the Bible says, beloved, that this girl had harassed Paul and all those who was traveling with Paul for a number of days. She just didn't show up one day and try to harass them. This had been going on for days and for days and for days and for days. See? And the Bible tells us, beloved, that Paul turned to her and addressed that spirit of divination. He wasn't talking to her, but he was talking to the spirit in her. See, beloved, we don't rebuke the people, but we rebuke the spirit that's motivating that person, the spirit behind that person. Glory be to God. And look at verse number 18. This is what Paul said. Paul says, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And the Bible says the spirit of divination came out of her that same hour, not the next night, not the next week, not sometime in the future. Paul spoke the power, baby, let me tell you, demons got to listen when you talk in God's power. Demons tremble when you talk in God's power. When you loose, when you bind, when you rebuke in power, they got to back up. Glory be to God, because when you're talking, God's power is God talking through you. Oh, my God, Jesus, my Jesus. And the Bible tells us, beloved, when the demon left that little girl, it created such a mighty stir with the local people
that the apostolic team was thrown into prison for doing damage to the fortune-telling business in the city. When they cast that spirit out of that girl, the fortune-telling business had to shut down. They wasn't making no more money because that girl couldn't tell them what they needed to know. She couldn't tell them where to place the bet. She couldn't tell them. See? And they did so much damage, the Bible says they threw Paul in prison. Isn't that something? Power. Power. Beloved, amen. Paul didn't sit around and just be harassed. He just didn't allow the devil just come busting up in his house, acting like he lived there, flipping through his cable channels and in his refrigerator, eating his food and drinking his soft drinks, sitting up in his recliner and laying up in his bed. He said, heck to the no, no, no. You out of here. And he wasn't afraid. He wasn't afraid, beloved. He spoke in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Listen, let me show you one more, amen, maybe two more, amen. Glory be to God, beloved, as we drive home our point here. Glory be to God, amen, hallelujah. So Paul and Silas in jail, they in jail, amen, because they done closed down the fortune-telling business in the city. It ain't funny. It ain't funny. I'm just laughing with joy when I see the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Says you can shut down whatever you want to shut down. What God is telling you here today is you have the power to shut down whatever you want to shut down. Glory be to God. So Paul and Silas in prison. And the Bible said they wasn't there fighting and beating up one another. Amen. They all they did was cast the demon out the girl. That's all they did. They in prison. What did they do? They started singing. They started singing songs. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in the 26th verse, Acts 16:26, it says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. You see that? Look at that power, saints. Saints, this wasn't no ordinary earthquake now. This wasn't a number 3 on the Richter scale. This wasn't no little shaking now. I remember a couple of years ago, I was in the library, and there was a little bit of trembling. They said that we had an earthquake, you know what I mean? And I felt a little bit of trembling. No, baby, it wasn't that type of earthquake here. This was a real earthquake. Doors start flying open, being a guy that things were flipped upside down, turned around. God sat down, beloved, amen, and came down on the wings of the wind. Woo! Beloved, this act of power was so colossal in its impact that the keeper of the prison, read it for yourself in verse number 30. You got to look at it. Acts 16:30. This earthquake was so devastating that the keeper of the prison, the one who had put the chains on Paul and Silas, turned around and said, yo, what can I do to be saved? This thing shook him up so bad. He said, please tell me right now, what can I do to be saved? But let me tell you something. When you're demonstrating the power of God in your life, glory be to God, instead of people running away, people will be running, your enemies will be running to you, asking you, what can I do to be saved? They was coming against you for evil. They was coming against you with that witchcraft and voodoo. They was coming against you with wrong intentions. But when they see the power of God demonstrated in your life, instead they're going to come and say, can you just please lead me to salvation? Baby, that's power. Baby, that's power. Glory be to God. These combined acts of power led to the salvation of this man's family, beloved. And history tells us that this keeper of the prison eventually became one of the chief leaders in the church at Philippi. Woo, baby, that's conversion. That's conversion. Glory be to God. Let me see how much time we have. Let me share one more with me. Let me see how much time. Okay, let me share this with you here. All right, why, since you're taking notes, Acts 19. Amen. Glory be to God. And when we go in verse number 11, okay? Beloved, here we see that Paul found himself in the midst of the Ephesians. Amen. Glory be to God. That was the world center, beloved, for worship. Amen. Idol worship. And it was a city filled to the brim with demonic supernatural activity. Witchcraft ain't nothing new. Let me tell y'all that right now. That little makeshift witchcraft they working up the next door to you and around the corner, baby, that ain't nothing new. I said, don't get upset with it. Don't get scared. Don't get scared with that. Here we got the whole city, amen, beloved, and heavy demonic activity. See? And beloved, this was a moment when a demonstration of God's power was desperately needed. So we look here in verse 11 and verse 12, and it says this, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs of aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Look at that. Paul couldn't get to everybody, so they just came in with a truckload of handkerchiefs. And Paul just put his DNA. My God, Jesus. Paul just rubbed a little bit of his DNA on the handkerchief. And because Paul's DNA was the same, the power in Paul's DNA is the same power in God's DNA, because it's the same DNA. Glory be to God. And when the handkerchief, amen, touched the sick, when the handkerchief touched the needy, they were healed supernaturally. Baby, that's power. The Bible tells us, beloved, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. The kingdom is about power. That's what makes God's kingdom so different from all the other kingdoms of the world. His kingdom is in power. Oh, my God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? The power lives in you. Ephesians 3 and 20, now unto him who is exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think, according what? To the power, 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 wonder-working power. Beloved, God is not dead. God is not no chump. Elijah said, look who y'all dealing with. He said, y'all want to play with me and you want to play with God? He said, I tell you what. Send all your big voodoo working hairy head men to the altar today. And I want you to chop up all your bullocks and chop up all your animals. Glory be to God. Chop them up. Then he said, I want you to, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, call on the God and let's see who's going to send down fire. And they chopped up all the animals and all the sacrifices and started calling down God. Wasn't nothing happening. No fire was there. To the point they got desperate and they started cutting themselves and then bleeding all over the place. Still no fire. Elijah said, okay. He said, now my turn. And he cut up his little one animal, beloved, glory be to God. He said, now give me a bucket of water. He said, fill the drench up. They filled it up. He said, give me some more water. And y'all know water gonna put fire out every time. He said, fill it up, fill it up, fill it up. And he wasn't doing no hollering and screaming and tarrying all night. And he said a simple prayer. He said, Father, show these guys who you are and who they messing with. And the Bible says the fire of God failed, burned up the sacrifice, dried up all the water. And if they had to get out the way because they was about to get burned up too. Beloved, God's word is power. God's word is power because God is the power. All power belongs to God. And if you are a child of God, that power is in you. We got to stir it up. We cannot be afraid. We got to stir it up. Speak the word. Believe the word. Walk the word. Sing the word. Don't be afraid of the devil. Why be afraid of the devil when the devil's afraid of you? Can you imagine two people in a fight and one, both of them afraid of one another? Both of them hiding. No, baby, we ain't got to hide. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? Glory be to God. Power. 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 Beloved, when the Ephesians saw this demonstration of power, verse number 18 and 19 tells us that many that believed came. They came and they confessed their sins and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, meaning those who was practicing and dipping and dabbling in that voodoo and witchcraft, beloved, it says here it brought their books together, that magical book to show them how to work the formula, how to put all that magic in your red spaghetti sauce. That's all I'm saying. Oh, no. And I don't care what they're doing. You ain't got to be scared of it. But I know a little bit from those women, amen, out of not Las Vegas, the other place over there. And then I know about the red spaghetti sauce. They brought all their books together, beloved, and they burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. Beloved, we see here that because of the demonstration of God's power, as a result of these combined manifestations of God's power, the scripture tells us in verse 20, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Beloved, is it possible, glory be to God, that the church is not growing at the pace that God desires it to grow? Look, Peter preached a message, beloved, in power, and 3,000 people joined the church in one day. Is it possible, beloved, that people are coming to church and falling asleep wherever church is? In the building, in your living room, wherever, they falling asleep, you falling asleep, everybody falling asleep, because there's no power. It's the same old humdrum, monotone words, so they say, of encouragement. Ain't nobody encouraged by that. Baby, we got to feel something. We got to feel something. Power. Glory be to God. Woo! Baby, if some electricity ran through your body, glory be to God, hallelujah, you would know it. You would know it. Beloved, in Acts 28, chapter 28, verse number 6, Paul was shipwrecked on an island that was filled with barbarians. Now, that was enough right there to scare you. Now, I'm going to get shipwrecked, and then I'm going to get shipwrecked on an island with a bunch of crazy people. The Bible says when he was helping the shipwrecked sailors gather wood to build a fire, that a big, humongous snake latched onto Paul's hand. And instead of Paul dying from the bite, he just shook it off. Oh, my God. He just shook the snake off, beloved, into the fire, and no physical harm came to himself. And the Bible said that when the people of the land saw that Paul had no effect from the bite of that snake, they said that they were so taken back, amen, and they thought that Paul was a god. Demonstration of power. They was waiting for Paul to fall, and Paul was still standing. But let me tell you, people work witchcraft and voodoo against you, waiting for you to fall, waiting for your business to go down, waiting for your marriage to go down, waiting for your health to go down, waiting for your money to go down, waiting for your faith to go down, waiting for your joy to go down, waiting for your family to go down, and they still waiting and you still standing. And you turn around, they the one done went down. Woo! Power! Power! Glory be to God. And so, beloved, because of this miraculous event, the door to this island was thrown wide open for Paul to boldly preach the gospel to them. The Bible says when Publius, he was the chief man of the island, saw that his own father was critically ill, he knew whom to call for help. Beloved, when sinners start calling you for help, when family members start calling you, beloved, they ain't talked to you in a long time, and they calling you now. They don't want to talk to you while you preaching the gospel. They don't want to talk to you while you testifying. They don't want to talk to you, but soon as trouble comes, and they call you, oh, baby, that's power in demonstration. They was giving you the end, glory be to God, when the things was going well. Now things falling apart, and the first person they call is you. Why? Because you are demonstrating the power. They know you got something. They know you got something. They really don't want it, but they say we need it right now. Oh, glory be to God. They knew who to call for help, beloved. And here they call Paul. He called Paul to come and pray for his father. Will you please come and pray? Please come and pray. Will y'all please pray? Please pray. We got a situation. Can you pray? Can you put it on the altar? Can you pray? Why? Why do they want it on the altar? Because that's where the power is. They ain't stupid. They acting stupid, but they ain't stupid. They ain't slow. They acting slow. They ain't ignorant. They might be acting a little ignorant, but they ain't ignorant, baby. They know where the power is, and they know you got it. Beloved, hallelujah. And Acts 28:8 says, and it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and a bloody flu, to whom Paul entered in. Paul came in, Paul prayed for him, Paul laid his hands on him, and Paul healed him in Jesus' name. And because of this miraculous power, demonstration of power, beloved, when we get to verse number 9, it says, so when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came and were healed. See, when the word get out, everybody in your neighborhood, they trying to, you know, they want to sit down with you and have a cup of tea. They don't want no tea, baby. They want some power. Folks lined up in your house. Folks lined up in your church. Folks lined up where you at. Folks lined up in the break room. Folks lined. No, baby. They coming. They attracted to the power. You don't want people running from you. You want people attracted to you. And let the power flow through you. Because if God did it for Paul, God will do it for you, and God will do it for me. Beloved, as I wrap this up, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. What time is it? Okay, I got the floor closed. Whew. Power. Beloved, and this is the power here that Paul is talking about. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 4:5. And my speech and my preaching. was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. No, I didn't bring it like, you know, I had a master's degree in theology, or a doctor's degree, you know what I mean? So great intelligence, you know, talking real proper, and, you know, and crossing all my T's and dotting all my I's. No, Paul said later for all that. It's a time and a place for all that. He said, no. He said, I'm coming with the pure nitty and the gritty. Now, I'm coming with a couple. I'm coming with some Ebonics, too. But I'm coming with a message. And I'm coming with a message and a demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And what God can do and what God will do. And watch out, because here it comes. Here it comes. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. As I close, we'll do a part two on this later. Hallelujah. But we got the main thing in here. Amen. To show, to convince us through God's word that God's kingdom is in power. Ooh, hallelujah. One more verse, and then I'm gonna wrap it up. I'm gonna see if the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay. Let me see if I. Okay, hallelujah. All right, I can't find it exactly, amen, but it's in there. Y'all know if it's in there. If I say it's in there, and I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna show you. The Bible says, amen, beloved, that when any man or woman, the gospel, the kingdom, and that's preaching the kingdom, teaching the kingdom, testifying the kingdom, that's the words of the kingdom coming out of your mouth. It's then the scripture says, then the power will immediately come. The power of the Holy Ghost, amen, follows the words because the words are the power. That's why, beloved, all we have to do is say what Jesus said. You don't have to make up no doctrine. You don't have to make up no message. You don't have to make up no words. Just say what Jesus said. And preach the kingdom, share the kingdom, open your mouth, glory be to God. And when the words of the kingdom come, the power of the kingdom comes. For the kingdom of God is in power. Beloved, this is why Romans 1:16 says this, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. The word is the power. Beloved, let me ask you a question. What kind of power do you demonstrate with your life? What is your message as you share Christ with your friends? What is your message as you share Christ with your family or your acquaintances? Because, beloved, as I said earlier, so often we preach the right words to people. The words we preach, they're right now because they're coming straight from God's Bible. But the people, especially in today's culture, and especially because of this COVID-19, they are constantly hearing words. Right now, you can go to Facebook and get messages all day and all night long. They're constantly hearing words. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See? They're hearing words from other people. They're hearing words from all forms of media. They're hearing words on television. They're hearing words on the internet. They're hearing words on the advertisements. And other sources, beloved. This constant stream of words that is trying to get people's attention, to have them spend money, I was watching a couple of ministers. I turned the channel. They talked more about money than they talked about. How are you going to take a 30-minute program and spend 20 minutes talking about money? That means you've got 5 minutes to preach the word. You are talking more about money and it's trying to get people to buy into this gimmick. We know you need the money. We know you need that, beloved. Glory be to God. But it's obvious where you're coming from. And we see it all the time. It's a turn off. It's a turn off. So, all right, today is the 21st, all right, everyone, I want you to throw $21, $21 for the 21st, okay, all right, tomorrow's the 22nd, everybody sold 22, I hear the Lord saying 22, now you know what, somebody gonna drop dead, it's a gimmick, people tired of it, y'all, we tired of it. Glory be to God. Or getting people to make some kind of decision. Come on over here, fly with us to Israel where Jesus walked. And you're going to walk where Jesus walked. You don't know where Jesus walked. You may have an idea. You know the region that he walked. You don't know where Jesus walked. Come over here and breathe the air that Jesus breathed. How are you going to breathe the air that Jesus breathed and Jesus been dead for 2,000 years? Now, you somebody tell me how you going to breathe the same air Jesus breathed. Well, love is a bunch of gimmicks. People are inundated with words and messages in our world today, beloved. But when they are confronted with a bona fide manifestation of God's power, so outstanding that they cannot debate its reality, that they are forever impacted and they are forever changed by it, beloved. Certainly, we must be wise in the way we preach and present the gospel. But we must never forget the importance of preaching the gospel with a demonstration of the spirit and a demonstration of power. That's why those of y'all who know me, especially when we're in our church services, let's let the Holy Spirit have his way. We got to let, that's why we can't go back under the conditions that we left on that 2-hour slot. Maybe we can do it in 2 hours. Maybe the Lord today want to move in 3 hours. Maybe somebody going to be delivered today. Maybe somebody going to get baptized with the Holy Ghost today. Come on, somebody. We don't need nobody clocking us, telling us it's 2 o'clock, time to go. And the Holy Spirit need another 20 minutes. Woo, God, we say thank you. Beloved, we are missing that demonstration of the spirit and that demonstration of power in today's time. A 15-minute sermon and 25 minutes to collect the offering. Somebody need to repent. I'm not saying we need the money. Yeah, we know we need the money. You can't put more emphasis on the money than you do the word. You can't put more emphasis on the money than the souls being saved. The souls need help. The souls need deliverance. The spirit moving and you cutting the spirit short. People getting filled with the Holy Ghost and you telling everybody we got to shut down service because it's time to collect the offering. Somebody better repent. Somebody better repent quick. Nothing impacts an unbelieving crowd more than the power of God. And beloved, when the power of God comes back, amen, in amidst God's people, we don't have to wait till no church doors to open. We are the church. The power of God can be demonstrated in your cell group. Having 2 or 3 people over in your living room, the power of God can fall right then, right there. They didn't have no, they went from house to house in the book of Acts. They didn't have no church like we used to know church. They had church the way we know church now, going from house to house. But the power of God was there. Beloved, the need for divine power is just as important today as it was 2,000 years ago when Paul wrote these words to the Corinthian believers. I'm finished. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying today, what do you need to do differently, beloved, in the way that you present Christ to people who are lost and unsaved? Hey, well, they ain't coming to Christ. Well, I wouldn't come to Christ either. You coming with that bad message. You ain't saying nothing. You ain't got no spirit in it. You ain't got no power. You talking like you don't believe it yourself. You wouldn't get my attention either. I just don't know what's wrong with her. No, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with them. Beloved, we need more of the Holy Ghost. We need more of the Holy Ghost. There's only one baptism, but it's many refillings. And you don't have to wait to be in nobody's church for the fire to fall. We need to get to the power, baby. Because power attracts power. Oh, my God, Jesus. Are you making room for God's power to operate and show off in front of the unsaved and the unbelieving in your life, beloved? Today, I want to encourage you to open your hearts to the possibility that God may want to demonstrate his power to those people that you are trying to reach. And I'm definitely going to get somebody over here this week because I said I was going to do it, but I keep forgetting. And I want them to hook up a Bluetooth because every Sunday when we bring in the word here in my house, glory be to God, everybody in my neighborhood going to hear it. And I'm putting it right there on the porch. I'm putting the Bluetooth on the porch and they're going to get the word. And God forgive me because I should have did it months ago. I should have did it months ago. It's just a matter of hooking up a Bluetooth. You could do the same thing. You can do the same thing. Open up your window when it's time to pray. Be like Daniel. Be like Daniel. Open up your window. Let your neighbors hear you pray. Beloved, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believeth. I encourage you to spend some time in the book of Acts and find out how the power of God saturated Paul and Silas and those other disciples. And that same power is available for all of us today to tap into. Beloved, let's bring the power back. This culture here is a powerless, we are a powerless culture. We have the knowledge of God. We got all the degrees. See? We can memorize Bible verses. We can do all that. But beloved, but there's no power. As soon as Satan show up, we running. Instead of rebuking him and binding him and casting him out like we see Paul did. Paul just spoke to him. Paul told that young girl, he said, told the spirit to shut up. Baby, you can speak to your situation and tell your situation to shut up. And so the Holy Spirit, I'm finished. And so the kids over, and so the devil started trying me yesterday, Amen. Glory be. That's something that our sister Hattie has said yesterday on our spiritual warfare training. Listen to the things, glory be to God. And I noticed the TV froze up, and then there wasn't no sound on the TV, and like little things was happening. And I said, you know what? I said, oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. They said, Grandma, you going to buy a new TV? So no, Grandma ain't buying no new TV. I know what this about. I spoke to the TV. He said, you talk to what? I said, I spoke to the TV.
I said, Satan, loose you. I said, loose you right now. I said, work. I went over, turned it on, it came on, I ain't getting no sound. I said, speak. 2 minutes later, here come the sound. Huh? And that was happening all day long, all day long, little things like that. I said, oh, I see where you coming from. I see where you coming from. Baby, you got power to call those things that be not as though they were. You got power to speak to your pocketbook. You got power to speak to your health. You got power to speak to your children. You got power to speak to the wind. Jesus spoke to the wind and said, peace be still. You got power. Those people that's harassing you, they better watch out. Paul and Ananias and Sapphira dropped dead. They dropped dead. Thanks. It's time for us to demonstrate the power. It's time for us to demonstrate the power. Amen. Let it's God's power working in you, God's power working through you. All we have to do is believe it, receive it, submit to the process, trust the process, go through the process that we might grow through the process because we're in training for reigning. We're in training for reigning. Oh, God, okay. Okay, I promise you. One more minute. So everybody will talk about how Peter walked on the water and Peter started going down when Peter took his eyes off Jesus and started looking at the elements, beloved. But wait a minute now. Let me tell you something. Yeah, Peter did go down on the water. But let me tell you something here about faith. Glory be to God. Because what the point that people miss is that Peter had to walk on the water a second time to get back to the boat. Baby, God is the God of another chance and another chance and another chance. I encourage you today, amen, beloved, just to trust God. Speak to your mountain and tell your mountain to move. I don't care what your mountain is. Speak to it in faith, unshakable, not doubting. Mean what you say. Knowing that you got all of heaven backing you up. You got all of heaven. You got a host of angels. You have your brothers, the angels of war, backing you up. You have the blood of Jesus backing you up. You have Jesus Christ sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, interceding for you, backing you up. Jesus already prayed for you, backing you up. Baby, you cannot fail when you speak in Jesus' name. He said, you can tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. It's a lie. The devil wants you afraid. It's a lie. If you can believe his lie, then he can stop you from walking in the truth and stop you from walking in the power. It's a lie. You cannot lose. Glory be to God. Whew. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And even if you lost that fight, you're not going to lose the war. Hallelujah. Sometimes you might get knocked down, but baby, you ain't knocked out. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We give you praise, glory, and all the honor. Father God, we say thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost and stirring it up in us. Father, forgive us for being afraid. Forgive us for running from the devil, trembling from the devil, Father God. Oh, Father God, how acting like the devil got more power than we got. Father God, acting like COVID got more power than we got. Acting like circumstances got more power. Father God, when you are the power and you live in us. So if you got all the power and all the power belong to God and you live in us, what is that telling us? Father God, help us this day to open our eyes and know who we are and whose we are. Father God, that we might walk in that same authority that Brother Paul walked in. He was not afraid and he was not ashamed. And he did what he had to do when the Holy Spirit told him to.
And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we find absolute every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. So amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord. I make no apologies for going over today saying this is what I was saying. We got to let the Holy Ghost have his way. Amen. The gospel is free. It takes time to ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. If you like the soul, amen. We want to receive your offerings today. Offerings. Amen. Glory to God. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461 Glenside, Pennsylvania 19038. Glenside, Pennsylvania 19038. Make your checks payable to Life Word Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Our Cash App address is $ Life Word Jesus. Amen. $ Life Word Jesus. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. We'll be here all this week at 6 a.m. in the morning for early morning. Just come on back and join us. Give us an awesome prayer all this week. Amen. For amen. Praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Without ceasing. Amen. At 12 o'clock noon and back at 9 o'clock. And then our Wednesday night Bible study. This Friday night is going to be our Friday night prayer at 10 o'clock. Come on and join us. Amen. We're getting ready for our Good Friday service. Amen. On Good Friday, which is the first Friday in the month of April. From 12 to 3, amen. So please, amen, dedicate that time to come and help us celebrate, amen, the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we'll be celebrating his resurrection a couple days later. Amen. Glory be to God. Next Sunday, Lord's willing, amen, will be, amen, our Palm Sunday, amen. Glory be to God. When Jesus, amen, rode the donkey, amen, on his way to the crucifixion, amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, that is it. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to, amen, as we close, we want to say a prayer for anybody that's been harassed by the devil. Amen. Glory be to God. He got you depressed, suppressed, suicidal, got you in fear. Amen. A bunch of drama going on. Amen. Hallelujah. Got you scared and all that. Don't know what to do. Got you running. Huh? Got you running. Got you sick. You running from the devil. And all you got to do is turn around and say boo. All you got to do is turn around in Jesus' name and say boo. And watch that boy drop. And watch that boy drop. Don't be scared because you can't lose. Hallelujah, because God is with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, Ephesians 6 tells us to put on the whole armor. And you notice there's nothing for our back. We got something for our head, something for our chest, something for our waist, something for our legs, something for our feet, something for our sword, the shield. And you notice there's nothing for your back. You ever notice that? You want to know why? Because Jesus said, I got your back. I got your back, baby. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, even to the end of the world. Does the devil think he's going to take you down? He got to take me down, too. Father God, we say thank you for everybody under the sound of my voice. Father God, I speak to every person. I speak to every household. Father God, in the name of Jesus, whatever they have been going through, wherever they have been harassed by the enemy, Father God, and his cohort, people that have been working, God, somebody's been working witchcraft and voodoo on your people. God have mercy. Somebody's, Father God, been trying to get over with voodoo. They're jealous. They're envious, Father God. And they've been, Father God, taking this thing to the covens, Father God. They have your people on the altar, articles of their clothing, Father God, pieces of their hair, DNA, trying to work magic, Father God, against your people, sprinkling salt, Father God, maybe even putting stuff in their food and their drinks. But, Father God, we say thank you right now. That whom you have blessed, no man can curse. Father God, we say thank you right now that no weapon formed against your people will prosper, and every tongue that rises to judgment, Father God, it will come to naught. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we're asking you, Father God, to make these witchcraft people a believer when they see the power of God, Father God, being displayed in the life of your son and your daughter, because they will come through this, they will not die, they will live, and they will declare the works of the Lord. They're coming stronger, Father God, and they're coming with all power. And Father God, hallelujah, you said vengeance belongs to you. Woo! God, help them to repent before you hit. Help them to repent before it hit, before stuff hit the fan. Oh, because it's coming back at them. It's coming back at them, Father. And so, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your people today. We plead the blood of Jesus. I dip every person, every family under the sound of my voice in the blood of Jesus Christ seven times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're going to do a Holy Ghost dance in that salt they sprinkled on our sides. We're going to do a Holy Ghost dance in it. And we rebuke it right now. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you in Jesus' name. And we say, thank you, Father. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit in Jesus' name. Give us a good afternoon. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the demonstration of your power in our lives. First of all, by showing our enemies that they can't do to us what they want to do to us. And we're going to stand and we're going to keep on standing and we're going to demonstrate your power. And we thank you in advance for the souls coming into the kingdom when they see the demonstration of your power. Thank you for trusting us with it. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Now to him who's able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen. God, thank you for the offerings, the money, Father God, being received today. Bless the giver. Bless the giver, Father. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. And bless the money, Father, for the upbuilding of your kingdom and the tearing down of the stronghold of sin. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray. Amen and amen. All right, Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. Saints, don't be scared. God lives in you. And if God lives in you, if God be for you, the devil is in trouble. Go ahead and demonstrate that power and show the devil and your enemies that they're messing with the wrong person. They've been messing with the wrong person, but their time is up. In Jesus' name. Pastor Bradford, love you. Amen. Love you, love you, love you.
Don't nobody love me better.
I don't want to do that.
Nobody.
All right, what happened?
Formed against you is going to prosper, saints, because you have God's power working in you. Now work the power in Jesus' name. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Have a beautiful afternoon.